welcome to the Connecting the Dots in Fintech podcast. My name is René van Pelt, it's May 10th, and today's sponsor is ZotaPay. ZotaPay is a cross-border payments platform that connects global companies with new and emerging markets. By offering local and global payment methods, ZotaPay enables businesses to accept payments in any currency, expanding their customer base and worldwide reach. Check out their website at zotapay.com, that's ZOTAPAY.com, zotapay.com. And we'll go on to the episode. And to start us off, WhatsApp now allows Singapore-based users to pay businesses within the app. After India and Brazil, WhatsApp is launching the ability to pay businesses within a chat in Singapore. Meta has partnered with Stripe to roll out the feature in the region. WhatsApp has built this payment feature using Stripe Connect and Stripe Checkout solutions, making in-app payments available online and offline. Customers can pay businesses using credit cards, debit cards, or Singapore's PayNow fund transfer system. Meta said the feature to accept payments through WhatsApp is available only to a few businesses at the moment, but it plans to expand the availability to more merchants over the coming months. Businesses can set up this feature through WhatsApp Business, which will guide them through getting a Stripe account too. Next up, Paysend inks a $30 million media for equity deal with Televisa Univision. Paysend is targeting America's 60 million strong Hispanic population after securing a partnership deal with Spanish language content and media company Televisa Univision. The two firms have inked a media for equity deal that seeks Televisa become a significant shareholder in Paysend in exchange for a media and advertising commitment valued at $30 million over 3 years. Paysend is hoping the deal will help it win over the millions of Hispanic Americans that send money to family members in Latin America. Next up, US crypto exchanges continued relocation campaign abroad. American fintech darlings Ripple and Coinbase flocked to the UAE this week, both bringing with them the commercial draw of potentially relocating their operations to the Middle Eastern business hub. Ripple is expanding in Dubai with 20% of our customers based in MENA and clear regulatory regimes being developed. It's no surprise that Dubai is emerging as a key global financial hub, Ripple CEO announced, alongside for the first time publicly saying the company has spent $200 million fighting the SEC lawsuit. Next up, Revolut's UK banking license decision set for summer. Revolut will see a decision on the fate of its much-delayed UK banking license in a matter of weeks. Regulators of UK banking licenses, the FCA and the PRA, are finally set to deliver their verdict on the UK fintech giant's ambitions, according to a new report in This Is Money. It is not the first time a long-awaited decision had been said to be imminent, but comes at the time of rising heat from the fintech's founders over the delays. Revolut's move to become a fully licensed bank in the UK was first rumored on the eve of the pandemic in March 2020, but it did not formally submit its application until January 2021. However, more than 2 years later, Revolut, which employs 1,000 people in the UK and a further 5,000 globally, is still waiting on a decision. And last but not least, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried asked a New York federal judge to dismiss most of the criminal case against him, saying the Justice Department brought flawed charges in a rush to indict him after a collapse of the crypto exchange. Lawyers for Mr. Bankman-Fried in a series of motions Monday night requested that many of the counts against their client be tossed out, arguing that some charges violated the terms of his extradition from the Bahamas, while others didn't meet the legal requirements of underlying criminal statutes. Mr. Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas in December, a month after FTX filed for bankruptcy, and charged with stealing billions from the company's customers while lying to investors and lenders to his crypto investment firm Alameda Research. Rather than wait for the regulatory and civil process to play out, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office swooped in, his lawyers said in a filing.